Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Monday. It's the 11th of June, hard to believe. And it's Kim and Trump Day. It's the day of the summit, and it's a matter of hours countdown because of time difference. Although they call it the 12th, it's actually going to occur in, I think, less than 5 hours now. And I have expected this meeting is going to be quite historic. It'll be like a meeting when Reagan actually caused Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And he did. And, of course, it also, a few years later, tore down the Soviet Union. This will stop, in many ways, the proliferation of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons because North Korea, a proxy of China and Russia, and this will put an end to the policies that allow us to be the whipping beast of not only the G7 nations, the nasty comments of Pierre Elliott Trudeau's son, Justin Trudeau, totally out of line. If you want to confront Trump, the fact is that we are allies, and as allies, they should treat us with respect. They don't. They want us to be their piggy bank. And the same way as Korea thinks, if they think they're going to negotiate their way out of this mess by continuing to do a hidden nuclear program like Iran did, they're sorely mistaken, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are. I think that you have to understand something about Kim Jong-un. This is someone that was educated in Switzerland. He is pro-America as far as culture and media is concerned. He loves basketball. Obviously, Dennis Rodman and him are close buds. He's a big, big fan of the Chicago Bulls. He also likes mafia movies, and Scarface and The Godfather. So he's familiar, as was his father, with Western culture and Western media, not to mention the fact that he was outside of North Korea and he did go to school in Switzerland. So I thought that when he took over for his father that he was going to modernize the country a little bit because he's been exposed to some modernization. However, we have seen the tyrant that he has become. I think that he's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. And he's going to try to get as much as he can without giving up that much. That's going to be his goal. That's going to be his negotiating strategy. And that's what they're going to try to do. However, President Trump is intelligent enough, along with Mike Pompeo, Bolton, and the rest of his crew, to really see through that. I think that they understand that this is a rogue regime, and that they will say and do anything to give the appearance of, peace or modernization or what have you. I am hearing that the civil rights abuses are off the table, unfortunately. So, I don't know. I believe, as I've said on your show and others, this is going to be the first of many summits. This is not going to be solved in one summit. I do believe you cannot eat the elephant in one bite. So I think that this will be the beginning of something that will move forward in different phases.
Yeah, and I think that the verification involves some high tech that I'm going to discuss today that people may not be aware of, because all of the other hosts on this network and elsewhere really don't have classified access to information like I do. If you give an example, we have, since the 1950s and early 60s, been researching a thing called torsion field imaging. And we can actually see scintillating nuclear materials or underground facilities up to almost a mile deep, anywhere in the world. If you have 1 kilo of something sitting somewhere, we even know what the structure of the molecules are and the location and GPS coordinates and the depth. So the idea that Kim can hide from our space-based imaging technology any facilities or nuclear enrichment or missile sites is a fantasy. So if you're listening here in Korean and want to translate it, you need to know Trump is not going to be like our previous presidents who had access to this technology but didn't use it. Number two, Trump and his financial team have already got ready in the wings 300-plus options financially and otherwise to clamp down not only North Korea but those who trade with North Korea, including bankers in China and elsewhere. So people need to understand that Trump has had a very big carrot and a very big stick. Now, if Trump it conveyed, and a lot of the left doesn't like this because they don't want him to talk tough like a mafia don. You got to talk tough when you're dealing with a murderer of his own relatives, okay? He may have been trained in Switzerland, but he's his daddy's boy. So the thing that he will understand, like any mafia don, is if I'm coming against a bigger, badder adversary that can put me in the ground and destroy my regime financially and otherwise, and attack me, and I have no way of counterattacking, I better negotiate. Now, he's going to try to see if he can hide material. He's not going to be able to, number one. Number two, financially, none of these sanctions are going to come off until they see verification that the process of denuclearizing, which, by the way, will take quite a while. This is not a simple process. They've spent 5 decades trying to develop nukes. So you can guarantee that, just like in Iran, there's dozens of sites that they'll say that they'll try to say they don't even have. Or is that a depth? By the way, the Chinese helped them build them at a depth so great even our bunker buster nukes can't get them, but it can destroy the tunnels to get down there. So, it's like the Reagan comment before he had too many aspartame-laced jelly beans, which destroyed his mind, unfortunately. Trust but verify. In other words, I guarantee you, Mr. Trump is no fool, and neither is his staff around Pompeo and Bolton, etc. These guys are going to put the titanium jaws on Kim really quick, financially and otherwise, and on their affiliates, which is China, bringing out the issue of ZTE. I think the nerve of China that is trading oil and coal there and violating their own sanctions and publicly taking pictures of all the gifts they gave to Kim that violates the so-called UN sanctions they signed up for shows that China doesn't want a denuclearized North Korea. They don't want them to be friends with America or the West. They don't want them to have a refurbished economy on the other side of the Yulan River. They don't want them to be a kind of a proxy affiliate of Japan, Taiwan, all these other now industrializing Asian countries. They're terrified of that, aren't they?
They are, and I think you can look for a comparison of Iran and Hezbollah. You know, to give you an example, Iran is obviously the main threat, but Hezbollah is the proxy. And
right.
You can look at it where China is the main threat and North Korea is the proxy. So I think you're right. I don't think that the Chinese want to have a denuclearized Asian peninsula. I would agree with you on that. I think that they understand that with North Korea threatening the Western United States the West and the United States, that they have them in a situation where they can act as that proxy, and they can put distance between themselves and North Korea, but also have North Korea as that threat against the West. And I think that they've been able to play that hand for a long time. They've been able to fool many leaders, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. They've been doing it for a very long time. They're very coy, and believe it or not, they're very smart in a lot of ways. And so I think that they're going to do what they can to get as much as they can without giving much up. But hopefully the Trump administration recognizes that, understands that, and will not fall into the trap.
Let me explain what will happen in stages if the deal doesn't happen. the first thing that's going to happen is Kim's going to run out of money by October with the current sanctions. He'll run out faster when they put the 300 plus. Number two, you're going to see the Chinese kind of freak out because if the economy collapses, even without a strike, you're going to get 24 million hungry, starving, and economically destroyed North Koreans trying to cross into China. And it's a very close border. Number three, you're going to see China freak out, realizing that America is going to slap on trade sanctions and stop the theft of intellectual property, and China's going to take it. I mean, right now you see the Canadians having a conniption with this very inexperienced and inappropriate Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, when you should realize what Trump is saying. He wants free trade because he wants no tariffs. Trump's not saying he wants to have tariffs. He wants no tariffs on anything. He wants, hey, let's do a real competition. You know, it's like anything. You know, you race your turtle, I'll race my turtle. We'll see which turtle wins. We're not going to put a weight on the turtle so it goes slower. No. We say, how about no tariffs? See how your dairy industry and your lumber industry works with ours. And then we do that with our allies. With China, it's a different story. We need to slap them.
Well, our allies have all been the hare, and we've been the tortoise.
Right.
Because
of
stupidity.
Exactly. Welcome back. So, the fact is, the internet was developed by DARPA and by us. We have pressing control over the regular and the dark internet right now. I know that from my NSA and other contacts. We have space-based weapons and imaging that make it absolutely possible for us to verify everything that we say in a so-called treaty. And Trump would be very wise to make sure this becomes a treaty, not try to, you know, it was a letter, in fact, which he's carrying with him, which I'm sure he'll read off today to Kim, that in fact he has Democratic support because they're saying the three main thrusts that Trump wants to have in this treaty, which is really kind of good, actually. I don't know why Chuck Schumer did this, but it plays into Trump's hands because he can say, hey, I got bipartisan support now to do this, including a military option if you don't agree. We're going to not only slap you with 300 economic sanctions, we'll destroy you. You are going to die. As I say, you're market ready, Kim. He does. He looks like he's market ready. You know when they say a pig is fattened up enough? And so are all of his generals, who are, you know, a lot of them look like they're post-geriatric. They look like they need to be in a senior home in North Korea. But to be honest with you, these people, they don't grasp, including the Chinese and Russians, exactly what their fate is if they try to cross America. We do have control of 90% of the world's currency, and shortly when Trump decides to back the U.S. dollar with gold and disconnect it or rearrange the system for the Federal Reserve, we will be in absolute control of every transaction of every country on earth, probably within the first or second term of Donald Trump. We will have absolute control of space once we have space-based weapon systems to make us completely impervious to nuclear attack, because we just have to implement what we've already invented. Do you know that? All of the inventions to make us so completely impervious. All we have to do is put the funding in to build the damn stuff. And within a few years, we'll be impervious to any missile attack with scalar, chemical, biological, nuclear weapons. When we're at that stage, we just need to tell, you know, like the old story of the old West, where the guy takes out the gun and says, dance, and he starts shooting at the guy's feet. If we tell any nation to do something, they will dance to our tune or face annihilation. They're not going to have a bad day. And people need to know, that's the only way we're going to have peace in a world of dialectics of opposition, where people like him, who kills his own family members, will actually understand the force of, hey, we have a really big carrot for you, and you're going to become a billionaire and build a skyscraper with a giant hotel with a rotating dining room, and you can go up there and feed yourself to the point where you die of obesity, King Herod Agrippa. But guess what? The option otherwise is you're going to be boiled in your skin from space. You won't even have to hear a missile go pop. And you and all your generals are going to die in a thermonuclear or scalar flash, and you'll just die. People don't get this. And you know what, Kim, and the same with the Russians and Chinese. They want to build long-range nuclear missiles, the Russians, because they want to be a big superpower. They're a gas station trying to pretend they're a nation. They're full of it. And the Chinese are basically Santa's elves trying to become their world power. They're also full of it. They've stolen all their technology. They've hacked into our Navy recently now. And to me, the Chinese need a wake-up call, because we've never really had a president. We've had people that pretended to be president, like Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., right back since the time they assassinated John F. Kennedy, who finally was going to be a real president. form a new currency based on the American green bucks, and actually teach the Russians a lesson in Cuba. And the fact is, they killed him because there were forces and powers not only inside the nation but outside that didn't want him to live. And it wasn't just one enemy, it was a whole cadre of enemies against him. He was a real president. But Donald Trump's no fool. He's a lot tougher than John F. Kennedy. He has his own private security force, and he's not. That's why he can do real estate in the toughest place in America called New York City, with the toughest people, the Italian mafia and the Jewish mafia there running the Port Authority in New York. Guess what? We got Trump now, man. Let me tell you, this is a different story, isn't it?
But here's the thing, you know, you have to understand, and I've been talking about this now a lot, that we have given up our strategic military points of entry and ports, not just in California, but Port Canaveral, Florida. Now we're another one that was done in Wilmington, Delaware. So what this Obama administration has done is essentially weakened us by allowing Chinese and Russian-owned companies to come in and control our ports. Yeah, this is a very dangerous thing.
That's something no one else is talking about, and I want you to expand on this, because you're talking about it. You put out your videos on it, because I have noticed for years that Obama opened up a number of our ports and then handed them right over to the PLA. Did you know that their offloading and unloading equipment are run by PLA communists and aren't even American in these ports?
I believe.
Yeah, in other words, they can be moving anything they want, nuclear devices in containers, weapons, guillotines, God knows what the hell they're moving.
And that's the problem. That's the problem, because the Project Pelican that I talked about last week on my show, the nuclear physicists for Saddam Hussein, the Jafar brothers, they own Crescent Enterprises, which is the company that owns Gulftainer, and Gulftainer is the one that has a 35-year lease. 35-year lease on Port Canaveral. I mean, it's so dangerous. You're right. They can get anything in these ships and these cargoes. They could bring in nuclear-sized warheads that are the size of, you know, maybe a small football or something like that. There's even imaging and pictures of Saddam Hussein's former nuclear physicist. They have this thing, it's called like the beach ball. And there's also a picture of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, and his generals, and they have this same technology, this beach ball-sized nuclear bomb. So to tell me or anyone else that they're not a threat and they can't put things into our ports because they're now not even being run by America is just insane. I don't understand why we did this. I mean, obviously we know Obama was anti-American, but I think he did this in secret, and I don't think a lot of people in the government even knew about this, because there was no CFIUS review. They did not do a national security threat assessment review. This was pushed through by Jack Lew, who was the former Treasury Secretary. He signed off on it. There was no review done. And, you know, he's of Oriental descent, of course, Jack Lew. So I don't know. Maybe there's another tie there. But these are some investigations that need to come to fruition. They need to come to the surface. And I fault not only the mainstream media, but I fault the alternative media. You know, we're not doing enough to get these things out there. I have covered it. A couple of other people have covered it. The Center for Security Policy and Frank Gaffney have covered it. But that's it. There hasn't been.
Let me diagnose the disease that's going on in the alternative media. There's some big shots within alternative media who are playing a deep state themselves. Number two, there's Me Too people that just want to be out there. They're narcissistic people that just want to be heard because they don't feel good about themselves unless they think other people like them. And then there's the third group, that's us. The real taking our lumps and spittle, real patriots talking about the real issues, because unless you get down to the real issues, it's all just theater, and they can spin the story, put 70 to 90% truth and spin the rest of it, so we really don't feel, number one, we have options to take care of it, or number two, that there's anything to hope for. But in actual fact, once the public becomes aware of this, the problem disappears like a morning mist, as they say, on a Scottish Highland. That's the real issue. The real issue is we have disinformation ops and idiots and narcissistic, basically people that want to say Me Too, when in actual fact, very few people talk about issues that you talk about and I talk about, which are real patriots that want to deal with real issues, like what the hell did Obama do handing over our ports to foreign enemies They can ship in containers, like Napolitano, the former DHS secretary during Obama, said they can ship in nukes, and only 2% of the sites actually have radiation detectors. Even check these containers that they're even radioactive coming through our seaports or across the Mexican border. Huh?
Yeah, like, why isn't Hannity and Rush and all the other guys, why aren't they talking about this?
And welcome back. By the way, before I get back into the show, I want to make an announcement. Just got a confirmation that our capsulation is occurring, and we will have those bottles this week. The first and only product that actually is a zero-aging product that brings you back to your fetal state when you're a fetus and you don't age. That is our Red Deer Velvet DR that will be available this week. The first in history available this week. And we have EGFD frequencies, epigenetic frequencies that are on your DNA. We've got Lumen Photon in Light Technology, Photochromatic Light Therapy, and the top nutraceuticals on the planet, which you can't buy online at Jet.com, Amazon, or anywhere else. So do support us and support your own health. And this is the place where you get the truth. And that's why I have great people on like Josh Bernstein, the tip of the spear. And you touch on issues, Josh, that I know nobody else, including the big shots, talk about, or even on the major networks, including even the major guys like Hannity, Ingram Angle, etc., and Tucker Carlson. They don't touch these, do they? They don't talk about the fact of the criminal activity. And I, to be honest with you, I think they're maneuvering things around with the AG report where they really aren't going to get real indictments. For example, Obama's out of the government. They can't indict him from the IG. We got this other peripheral guy. They say, well, he can actually do indictments. No, you need an independent counsel so you can actually charge and imprison Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, all these other maniacs that have been doing things that are literally setting up America to fail and destroy the country. We have to understand these are enemies. You know, they talk about foreign and domestic. These are domestic enemies, aren't they? And you actually
they
call
really
it
are.
Out, so do I. We have to understand if they don't go to jail, when Trump is gone in 2024 and 2025 and there's a new election, it's very likely the deep state will either put a rhino Republican trying to pretend he's like Trump, or they'll put in a more moderate Democrat and try to get enough votes and jimmy the voting system, which they haven't fixed. And if they don't go to jail, all these criminals, we're going to face monstrosities that will reverse all the positive things that Trump has done in his group. So you have to understand this, people. Don't go to sleep. 2018 is important that we vote and vote for Trump and his Trump agenda. And 2020 is really important, but we also have to plan to make sure if we clean out the swamp and make sure that it's not going to come back. It's like cleaning out your pool with a good pool carrier guy. We've got a great guy that does our pool. If you don't have a good guy, you're going to go out there and somebody say, oh, my God, I can't go in that pool. It's full of fungus.
And
that's what we'll face. It's going to turn you green. And that's what will happen if we don't deal with these issues that Trump has identified. If we don't, when he's gone, one way or the other, in 2020 or 2024, we're going to be in absolute catastrophe. And we're not going to get a second chance, are we, after this?
No, I doubt we will. And here's the other part of that. The IG report, I've heard that Joe DiGenova said that Rod Rosenstein is scrubbing it, changing certain things on it. So from what I gather, the actual report has been released. I haven't had a chance to find it and locate it. But the unredacted, unchanged version may be out there leaked early on purpose to make sure that none of these things happen.
Right.
I guess, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. I really want to see the result of this and be the culmination of Jeff Sessions being fired. That has to happen. Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein need to be fired an hour after the report is out on Thursday.
That's an
absolute must. And if that's the case, then we can appoint someone like Jeanine Pirro to be, you know, either the deputy or someone, you know, waiting in line or whatever, temporarily running the Justice Department, whatever we need to do, in order to get a real prosecutor, a person that's not part of the deep state that is going to go after the criminals. Because Jeff Sessions will never go after the criminals, in my opinion.
Yeah, they got
and
something on the man.
The 8,000 sealed indictments they talk about.
Right. Now, the fact is, we don't clean the swamp. It's like when I have somebody that's in the intensive care unit years ago, and they'd be septic. Unless we give them the right antibiotics, we may knock oxygen levels, and we actually stabilize them, they're going to die. And the same thing will happen with our country. Our country, if Trump does all the things he's supposed to do, strengthen the economy, create borders, have an immigration plan, which he's trying to bring about with the Goodlatte bill, which should be passed before the 2018 elections, then he needs to do with infrastructure, including our roadways, bridges, etc., that are falling down. And we need to have fiber optic everywhere. We need to actually make sure we have a system that when we're educated, and a lot of them, we need to set up things for online education and alternate pathways for anybody to enter the workforce, apprenticeships, including in the medical and nursing fields. If we revolutionize what it is to have education and have high-speed fiber optic and everything and high-speed rail and all the other things for our good roadways and bridges and transfer products, and what are we doing handing over our ports to communist Chinese PLA? How crazy is that? It's like having a rapist in the bedroom right beside you and your wife, and you have to go out to do something, a chore, and the rapist is right there in the next room. That's how nuts that is.
Yeah, it really is. And it's that dangerous, and nobody's covering this.
No.
And I don't know why.
I do. I know why. I know why, because we have a bunch of demonically energized people who know that if America is destroyed, then the world and all the nations can be captured. It doesn't matter if it's New Zealand, South Africa, even China. China's on the verge of a revolution internally. The number of young people that basically can't withstand the post-geriatric PLA communist billionaires is unbelievable. And the tyranny they suffer, because a lot of these people are trained elsewhere. They go to Europe and Canada and America for engineering and other scientific endeavors. They go back to China and they have to actually work and, you know, sleep in underground lairs. They call them, a hive underground. Because they can't get a job if they have social media or anything. If you even smoke outside, you can't even get on a train or plane in China.
The social credit scoring system. That's another thing that I talked about that most of the media decided not to cover.
Why do we allow our Silicon Valley companies to do this internationally to any country?
We should
sanction those companies that are doing it. And we know their names. We know actually what they're doing and how they're doing it. It's like, no, you can't do this to anybody anywhere, buddies. We're going to slap you with a fine so big, we're going to put you out of business. Look at, for example, Zuckerberg lying to Congress. We need to dismantle the tyranny of Facebook and Twitter and Google. These are all just epiphenomena of the no such state, the NSA, the no such agency. And the globalists, things like Five Eyes, where they actually, this is not an anomaly where they had this guy steal. This is standard operational procedure, SOP.
Yeah.
It's new. I mean, really, it's like people want to think it's an anomaly. Oh, how did this happen? No, this is all that happens. This is not an anomaly, especially since 9/11. The intel agencies have taken over the world, haven't they?
It's incredible. And, I've said this many times. The only way to stop Facebook and Twitter and YouTube is to develop an alternative. Because we don't want to regulate it to the point where the government, jumps in. We don't want that.
Well, you want to break it up and you want to allow competition and you set rules of the road so you can't use someone's data to sell, just like you can't let these genetic companies like Ancestry and 23andMe sell your gene data to bio engines or even to DARPA to do experiments on. It's craziness.
It is. And so we need an alternative. And this is something that I was thinking about for a while. What we need to do is we need to get 50 to 75 or 100 of America's most prominent conservative leaders, and we need to get all together without the media, no media allowed, and we need to go somewhere, Washington or LA or New York, somewhere in a hotel in a big conference room, closed door without the media, and we need to have a private vote. And we need to pick one platform, whatever that platform is, whether it's Gab, whether it's MeWe, whether it's, whatever. It doesn't matter which one it is. And we come out of that meeting and we say to all of our fans and supporters, we've decided that we're going to X. And in the next 72 hours, we want you to close down your Facebook page and we want you to go right away to this platform.
Right.
That's the only way, because right now we're too fractured. And
you're exactly right. It's like everything. The people don't understand that whether it's the government here or the government in North Korea. Every government has got delegated power from the citizenry. no matter how totalitarian or how democratic they are. And it's the inaction of the public that is disinformed on purpose by even the alternative media and the regular media that are not taking action. If the public takes action from a point of wisdom, the game is over for the dark, deep state and the dark side, isn't it?
It is.
You're absolutely correct. All you have to do is say, hey, we go to this place and this search engine and this whatever platform from social media, and it's over for these other guys. Get the... change that if you make a media statement of a lie in the media that can be proven, you just be slapped with fines, and if you have too many of these violations, you need to be delicensed. If you're a media person or a Hollywood personality like Robert De Niro, and you make a statement like the F-bomb word used with Trump, you need to be slapped with serious fines, and if it continues, you need to be slapped with jail time. And because they're trying to incite a coup or violence against the president, because when you say these kind of things, you're not saying just the F-bomb. You're saying, let's kill Trump. Kill him politically, but if that won't work, just kill him. And, you know, when he makes statements like he wants to punch Trump in the face, let me tell you, Mr. Robert De Niro, if I saw you face-to-face, I'd punch you in the face, but it'd break every bone in your body, because I'm so strong, you can imagine if I get in a bad mood, and you need to shut the hell up, Mr. De Niro. You make any more comments, I would love to see Trump making statements when they do proxy beheading in the park in New York City, or they do other comments in the air. I want to see these guys get heavily fined first, and if they won't repent of it publicly, I want to see jail time and hard labor. I don't want to see them sitting in a spa in some kind of low-grade prison. I want them to find out that it's going to be painful. All right? And I don't want to hear any more crap. I don't care how smart or how rich they are. If they make those kind of statements that are trying to incite a coup, there needs to be a response by Trump and his administration, doesn't there?
Look, I think Robert De Niro is an idiot. He's a moron. He's a good actor. I'll have to give him that. But, you know, he's irrelevant. Who cares?
But it's not him. It's the millions of people out there, and there's the nutball who comes back with post-traumatic stress, or they're on antidepressants, and they're disinhibited. And maybe they got a hate for some reason or other, because they don't like Trump because of this and that, whatever. And they're going to attempt to crawl over the fence and try to get into the White House and kill him. So I want people to understand, these comments are not without, they're not benign. They're dangerous. Okay? It's like, and I personally had attacks. I mean, I had people throw at my home eggs. I had people do other things because of what I talked about in the past about, you know, classified information or prophetic information. And I've had people attempt to say, threaten, they're going to kill me. Guess what? I'm not Mr. Passive. I come right back and I say, guess what? We got your IP address. My buddies are techies. I have friends in Delta Force and Special Op, and you mess with me and have to get through my gated community. Before you think you get through to get to my home, I'll kill you so fast you never know you had a heartbeat. And that stops all the death threats immediately because, like Trump, he doesn't put up with BS. But I think he should have a lower threshold to put up with people proxy beheading him in the park or De Niro making these kind of statements.
I think it has to stop.
To me, because there's enough nutty people in the country that would try to kill Trump or attack him in some way. It needs to stop. And the media is not helping Trump. He's trying to do his job. And if the job of the president is interfered with, it puts the whole nation in danger. He's spending so much time over this Mueller investigation and everything, it needs to stop. And if it does, I would like to see a rule and have a special independent committee watch it, the media and everything. And if people do things, fine them hard first. If there's a couple of violations and they don't repent, jail time. And we're not talking about setting a specific sentence. We're talking about a sentence that will continue until this crap is over with. Because honestly, this is interfering with the president. It's dangerous because it's going to incite nutballs to try to kill him.
Yeah, and I actually think that as far as the special counsel is concerned, they should make a new rule that if a president has to be under a special counsel investigation, that the opposing party, whoever that is, automatically gets a special counsel to look into the investigation.
Right.
Because there should always be a counter special counsel investigation, obviously, because we see...
Absolutely. You're so smart. You're so smart. This is exactly what would happen if Sessions was doing his job. There would already been a special counsel to deal with Hillary Clinton and the criminal activities that are going on. That's how nuts this is, isn't it?
That's exactly how nuts it is. Absolutely. Because we saw how they've been weaponized. We saw how the Department of Justice and the FBI and the CIA have all been weaponized against Trump. So if that's the case, then we got to have another investigation to investigate the weaponized, you know, intelligence community. And to be quite honest, the second investigation could also be tainted, and they could also be weaponized. So you could have two investigations that are weaponized against the president. I mean, I guess that's always a possibility. So that's why, you know, the whole thing is so crazy that we've allowed the deep state to get this big.
Well, I'll tell you what the answer is, and you know, you and I both know it. The most important thing is not the answers, it's having better questions. When you ask questions of why did we offer our ports over to communist Chinese? Why did Obama weaponize the IRS against conservatives? Why did Obama make a deal because he couldn't get a treaty? I mean, when you start asking these good questions, it takes you to a place that no media has actually touched adequately. And only the alternative media and only a small section like you and me. Otherwise, a lot of the alternative media big shots are full of it. They won't touch these things because you don't want to go there, do they?
No, they really don't. And that's the sad part, because journalistic integrity is you know, at a very low point.
The only thing that keeps us from the devil in the deep blue sea is wisdom. And wisdom only comes from asking the right questions and seeking answers. And we don't have that with our media. Whether it's the main media, including even the best of the main media, which is Fox, still has got little, you know, we call rails or bumper pads to make sure they don't ask certain questions or go certain places. They don't ask these things, do they?
No, and Fox just got reprimanded for saying that two dictators are meeting. Somebody in Fox called Trump a dictator, and they had to apologize. So for anyone that thinks that Fox News is somehow the conservative alternative to CNN or MSNBC, they're insane.
I don't know why whoever thought at Fox this is a good idea to allow, quote, the left to have an alternative. It's like when they bring on all these idiots that I can't stand. They're on various shows like The Five. I mean, Juan Williams is one of the guys. I can't stand listening to 5 seconds coming out of his damn ma. And other people they bring on, even on Tucker Carlson, it's like, well, Tucker, why do you bring on these fools? You know they're going to say things that look like somebody who needs to be in a posy jacket with a shot of antipsychotic in their ass in a padded room. It's purely psychosis. This is not normal human behavior. And why do I want to hear their opinion? I don't want to hear it. I want to hear a dialogue between normal people on the left, you know, against libertarians and conservatives. I want to see people come up with rational solutions at work. I don't want to hear the idea of craziness and the idea we're going to shut you down because if you don't believe our craziness, you are yourself a bigot, a racist, or a maniac. Now, the other thing, you had another topic you wanted to cover here in this last segment.
Yeah, California. I mean, look, this is the state that allows communists to serve openly in the legislature. This is a state that made auto theft now a misdemeanor. This is a state that has given the option of, you know, binary on driver's licenses. You can pick and choose what sex you feel like that day on that Tuesday. Well, now we find out that the commies in California are now going to limit, they're going to limit the amount of water that you can use per day, according to the new rule that was actually a law that's signed into law by Governor Moonbeam. It actually states right now that by the year 2022, you can have 55 gallons of water per household per day, and by 2030, that requirement is supposed to drop to 50 gallons of water per day. Now, let me give you an idea of how little of water that is. I shave my head, okay? I don't have a lot of hair, so I take a pretty quick shower. But the average woman that has long, beautiful hair, it takes at least 8 minutes, if not longer. 8 minute showers, which is not very long, is 17 gallons of water.
Wow.
If you decide to do one load of laundry, that is approximately 40 gallons of water. 40 and 17 is 57. You are now 2 gallons over your daily allowance.
Wow.
And for children out there in California, you can kiss bath times goodbye. You will never, ever know what it's like, and you'll never have the experience to know what it's like to play around with your toys in a bathtub, because one bath is between 80 and 100 gallons of water. So imagine that. A whole new generation of California kids will never know what we experienced as children playing around in the bathtub.
Wow. Well, we're going to get Paul Power back on from the Primary Water Institute. We have oasis water all over California because of fault zones from the mantle of the earth. This is a globalist water control thing. We'll be talking about in hour three with Deborah Tavares. Her video from last Monday was converted to a show to video. It's up all over the place. You need to understand what's going on. They don't want you to have a bad day. They want you to die. If you think you want to soften it and say, no, they just want to control this and that. No, they want you to be off the face of the earth. They want you to send to the netherworld. They want you to buy it.
Are these Hollywood elites going to have to suffer this 50-gallon rule? What are they going to do, put sand in their swimming pools? Come on.
Yeah, right. Craziness.
All right. You want me to send you the video that I did on it?
Absolutely. You just gonna post it.
Okay.
Advertising.
Providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.